rest of them. It's not just Connor getting sacks, and I can't say enough good about Connor, but this really is, when we lose, it's not one guy that gets beat. And when we have individuals that have success like Connor's having, and he'll be the first to tell you, it's about the rest of the rushers along with them, and it is about the coverage too. So we're happy as a group for Connor, and we're happy as a group defensively that we could get that pressure on a quarterback.
If Acho is out, what do you do now at middle linebacker?
Well, Marcus is the next man up, so we've got to get our rotation going, and Marcus Smith has got to be in there, and you know we've got to sit down as an organization and see what moves are there to be made. If
is he ready for that, Marcus?
He's going to have to be. He's going to have to be. And I think I can control some of that by calls, and we can small it, you know, make sure he's ready, and I think he is. You know, we'll see. You really never know, Les, until you get him out there in the game and with the bright lights on.
Your top three outside linebackers have had a really good season as a group. What's the difference between them this year and last year?
Oh, I think it's another year in the system. I think Billy McGovern's done a great job with those guys. And, you know, a year ago we really put a big focus on dropping and teaching them how to drop in a 3-4. And this year he kind of flipped it back over to the pass rush. But, you know, it's the guys knowing the system. It's knowing each other, too. Yeah, a lot of those are games and stunts. They're running with each other. So maybe Trent gets a sack, but it was Connor that made the stunt go, or vice versa. You know, so they're all tied together, and they're playing well together.
Your third downs were really good today.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was good to see, because last week it was the opposite. They weren't as good. But again, it's every game's a game in and of itself, and it's really not attached to the last one. But the guys stepped up today, and the coverage was tight. On those third downs, and we got some pressure.
With the short week versus Dallas, how much you've been able to keep an eye on them prior to today, just to have an idea going into the short week?
Well, our off-season prep on them and our bye week prep on them would be what I'd go off of, but we really are in one-week seasons, and you cannot look past the Titans onto Dallas. So right now we'll go back over the office and dive into Dallas.
That being said, how tough of a challenge was it as a coaching staff, because you know you have a division game on the road in such a quick turnaround, to get them to focus on this game here?
Well, it's the same challenge the Cowboys have. So we really do have the it's one game at a time, and the more pros you have around, the better leadership. It's not that tough. It really isn't.
Can you explain your bye week prep on them?
Well, you look at different people. You look at your division polls. You look at what they're doing now. We know what they did last year, but they've got a new coordinator, and how did that change? And the personnel and how they're using them this year always changes. So you can only rely so much on your offseason. But the bye week, you take another peek at them, and then now we'll dive over tonight.
How much time would you spend on one particular team?
Oh, half a day.
Okay. So how will tonight be different? Normally you would spend more time going over this game?
Yes, we will not go over this game. We'll go right on to Dallas. We'll go on to Dallas and be ready for tomorrow when the players come in and have our plan together.